After every decisive election, the losers have to answer the question, what just happened to us? Democrats will be doing that for the next several months as they lick their wounds and get ready for 2016. Here's NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson.
Democrats knew this would be a tough election, but even if they lost red states, they had hoped to hang on in states that President Obama won before, places like Colorado, Iowa, and North Carolina. And they were counting on their vaunted field operation to help them hang on, but it didn't.
This was not a turnout election in the sense that another door knock would have mattered or another half million would have mattered. It was a wave election.
That's Guy Cecil, the executive director of the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. A good ground game can make up 1 or 2 points in an otherwise close race. But this year's late-breaking Republican wave meant many Democrats lost in races that weren't close at all.
Look, when you lose the governor's race in Maryland by 10 points, one of the bluest states in the country, it reveals that there's something larger going on than simply whether your technology was good or whether you knocked on 10.2 million doors or 10.3 million doors.
And what was that larger thing going on? Democrats are sifting through the rubble of Tuesday night for answers. One conclusion, says strategist Jeff Garin, is that even the best ground game only works in service to a powerful message.
A lot of those efforts to get out the vote were based on the tactics of voting to get people to vote. But at the end of the day, what's really important is giving people a reason to vote and making them feel like it really makes a difference in their lives. And we probably fell short in that regard.
Exit polls showed the economy was the number one issue. But says former Obama White House aide Stephanie Cutter, the Democrats' economic message was muted.
I don't think that voters heard exactly the critical things that we've done over the last 6 years, creating millions of jobs, cutting the deficit in half. The graduation rate is up. I think as a party across the board, Democrats could have been talking about those things in a much bolder way.
But that's not an easy argument for Democrats to make. The economy is doing much better, but people don't feel it. The average family's income hasn't gone up since 1999. Not all the Democrats' fault, of course, but still a heavy anchor on the party that's supposed to represent the middle class. In the exit polls, 63% of people who voted said the economic system favors the wealthy, a Democratic message if there ever was one. But one-third of those people voted Republican. Jeff Garin points out that voters also supported by large majorities Democratic positions on the environment, immigration, and the economy.
The election was a national referendum on President Obama's stewardship of the economy, and not participating in that discussion was costly. In states where Democrats lost badly in Senate elections, voters were voting overwhelmingly to pass increases in the minimum wage, for example, policies that Democrats advocate for and Republicans tend to oppose.
Beyond that, it's not so easy to draw clear lessons from a small group of races because the data is mixed. In 3 of the 5 purple states Democrats had hoped to hold, strong Democratic candidates did run good campaigns, but the results were different. In New Hampshire, Jean Shaheen won. In North Carolina, Kay Hagan lost narrowly. And in Virginia, Mark Warner had a near-death experience. In the 2 other presidential battleground states, Iowa and Colorado, the Democratic candidates made mistakes in a year where Democrats had no margin for error. Democrats generally shunned the president this year, but in some states, it's possible a presidential visit might have increased core Democratic turnout. Stephanie Cutter.
There's also an argument if the president was sent in to some of these purple states to rally the Obama coalition, that it could have provided a percentage point or two in the electorate.
After the Republicans lost Senate seats they should have won in 2010 and 2012, they knew what they needed to do, stop nominating Tea Party candidates and insulting women. But for Democrats, it's not so clear. And for President Obama, this does not appear to be the time for introspection.
Obviously, Republicans had a good night, and they deserve credit for running good campaigns. Beyond that, I'll leave it to all of you and the professional pundits to pick through yesterday's results.
And Democrats will be picking through them, too, as they get ready for the next election 2 years from now, hoping to do a lot better. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.